the Lord. Let your song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia. Shout with gladness, dance for joy. Oh, come before the Lord and play for God on glad tambourines, and let your trumpet sound. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Let your song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia. Rise, O children, from your sleep, your Savior now has come. He has turned your sorrow to joy and filled your soul with song. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Let your song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us today. And if you look at your missals, they're very hard to read for the next 3-4 weeks. But we're still on today. We'll start with page 176. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your son to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
You may be seated now for the reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows before those who fear the Lord. The lowly shall eat their fill. They who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your hearts live forever.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall bow down before him.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people.
To him alone shall bow down all who sleep in the earth. Before him shall bend all who go down into the dust.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people.
And to him my soul shall live, my descendants shall serve him. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to a people yet to be born the justice he has shown.
I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: We should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. As I remain in you, says the Lord, whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine. My Father is the wine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People gather them and throw them into the fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. The first reading talks about the Apostle Paul, who originally was Saul. And Saul was someone who was in charge of murdering Christians, which is probably not the holiest thing that you could do. Interesting. And the love that God is got into Saul, and he was changed. And that's what the gospel story is all about the vine and the branches. Again, who is God? God is not someone. God is not a great big being. God is the love that permeates the whole universe, the whole world, and makes us be. That's what's there. It originates with the Father and goes to the Son and through the Son, S-O-N, not the Son up there. And comes from the Son into us. This is what changed Saul, the one who was in charge of murders, into being someone who was dedicated for the wisdom of God so people would understand it and get it and be cleansed. We got the same thing right now. I can see all kinds of sinners out there and up here. We're all that. Big ones, little ones, in between. Sometimes we're pretty good, sometimes we're pretty bad. Now, if we try to be good, it won't work. At least that's my experience. When I try to be good, it lasts for about, sometimes 10 seconds. Every once in a while, a whole minute. My experience is it just doesn't work. Why? Because it takes the merciful love that is God. That's what that is what the vine brings to us from the Father to the Son and to us to change. So what do we have to do? Let it in. Let it in. It's easy to do that. All we got to do is ask. God's not tough. God just makes it easy. Come on, kids, please ask me. I don't want to push on you. I just love you. Now, please ask me to help. So all we got to do is say, God, I need some help. Pretty simple. What is that doing? It's opening us so that loving, innocent, beautiful love that God is gets into us, and that's what makes us grow and love ourselves. That's the story of Christianity. If you notice, I didn't bring up one rule or one law. See, it's easy, it happens to us. We get caught, this is the rule, so I better do it. What's that? No, it's so much easier than that. In other words, what do? We open ourselves. It's like picking up a glass of wine and saying, God, and we can tell God because God knows, but must remind ourselves what's hard for us. How we sin. Sometimes big ones, little ones, whatever it is, we all get off the track. That love that God is so much stronger than the worst we can be. Hitler is not any challenge to God. Hitler is easy for God. And Hitler's probably done more bad things than most of us. So don't ever say, I've sinned too much. We can never sin too much. It's good that we learn not to sin as much. Why? Because we'll be much more happy, and so will the people around us be much more happy. So right now, penetrating this whole church, penetrating the whole city, in fact, the whole world, and indeed the universe, though whether they're people or other places, we don't know. So we could now just stop and think a little bit. What in me needs to be cleansed? What in me needs to be more thoughtful? Not quite so stubborn. What in me needs to be more thoughtful of people? We've all got some of this stuff. Just open our hearts and let that love change us. Not too tough, is it? Let that love in that changes. It might seem kind of different for a while, but we'd be much more happy. Much more happy. Wouldn't it be neat if somebody reams us out And we just say, oh, that's kind of interesting. Oh, interesting, that's the way they think. I want God to love them some more. We don't quite answer like that, do we? Well, that, whatever word we use. God is simple. Because God is love. So don't ever despair. Sometimes we get into pretty bad stuff. And say, oh, I'm too bad now. We cannot be too bad for God. Because God is infinite love. We are only finite sinners. And infinite love always wins. If we finite sinners just let God in, God's knocking at the door, saying, I love you. I love you. Let me in. Let me in. I want you happy. I want you as a lover. I don't remember hearing that when I was a kid. And I suppose some of us got a lot of that. If I'm a good boy, God will take me to heaven and reward me. If I'm a bad boy, God's going to burn me forever in hell. Can you imagine burning up your little kid forever? And we put that on God. Well, perhaps at that time that's all that was known. But we certainly have no reason to think that now. God is the vine grower, the source, poured into the Son, and that's Jesus. And from the Son, it comes into us. Let that love take care of us. Was that a voice? I think the voice said, come on, listen to that guy. Even he's old and kind of decrepit and the body ain't working, still listen just the same. You see, the beauty of love is there. It's already in us, making us be. Let it in us more. And let that love help us to let go of ways we hurt people, when we want to despair. We never need to despair, because that love of God is always there in us, just waiting for us to open our minds, to open our hearts. We are blessed people. God does that and knows that, not just for Catholics, not just for Christians. We have understanding, perhaps some don't have, but for everybody on the face of the earth. We have all descended from the same place, from the Big Bang that came from God. We're a long ways down evolution from the beginning. We have a long ways to go. And when the evolution of people finishes, all will be love. The name we give to that love, where we all love each other, the end of evolution of the world, we call it heaven. It's not a place we go for being good. Thank God for that. I'd never get there. And most of us wouldn't. Please ponder this. There's a whole world. If we let that love in, we will learn. We'll live differently. Won't always be easy. We'll still fall sometimes. Let it in. We'll find a new world. The same world, but transformed by love. I love you. I do. Because you're cute. Why do I think you're cute? Well, I think the love of God is awful cute. If we want to know, how does God look at us? Those of you who have had little ones, and if we haven't, we can still do pretty good. We look in the eyes of that tiny child, and what kind of love is there? I don't think there's anything like it. Now multiply that 10 billion times, and that'll give us a little hint of how right now God is looking at each one of us. We're blessed.